Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Force Center Presents Databank Dive. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw. I did not deliver that the way Obi-Wan delivers hello there.
It's a different take, you know? He's got a long life, different emotions. Love that.
Exactly.
I was going to
introduce you because I stepped on your introduction because I was shocked by my own delivery of hello there. But please introduce yourself.
I've been there now. I'm Ken Napsok. I'm Ken Napsok, everybody. Welcome to Databank Dive. This is the show where we pick something from the StarWars.com databank and then dive into it. It's a fun, quick, wild look at the wondrous, weird parts of Star Wars. I think I jumbled all the words together, Joseph. We're having a lot of fun. We did have a first season of The Companion. It was on, we did have the first season of Databank Dive on The Companion. You can check that out by going to the Companion Sci-Fi app. Yeah. You know what, Joseph? Let's be honest with the audience. We've just spent about 3 hours reviewing Andor. Our tongues are tied. That's okay.
We are like podcast punchy in our excitement to talk about Andor, and we're going to keep the punchy podcast excitement rolling. We've been having so much fun doing Databank Dive, looking at some of the weirder, wilder, maybe less examined characters, objects in Star Wars, and just celebrating them. And for this episode, we are ripping from the Star Wars headlines, and we're going to talk about the breakout star from Andor, B2 Emo, a new droid that really just captured hearts and minds when the name was announced, which we'll talk about. But now that the first three episodes of Andor have been released, as we are recording this, there was a lot to love about B2 Emo, so we wanted to dive in. Are you ready to dive in, Ken?
I'm very much ready to dive in.
So we always start with just some basic info of what the StarWars.com databank has to say. Here is the entry on B2 Emo. Long ago, B2 Emo, often called B2 or more simply B, was a cutting-edge ground mech salvage assist unit. Fresh off the assembly line, now very old and quite weary for a droid, B continues to serve the Andor family, a dedicated member of the clan tasked with towing scrap and assisting in their communications. Ken, what do you make of this assessment? Do you feel it's accurate? Any shocking surprises in this description of B2 Emo?
You know what's funny? It is accurate, but this also takes me back to before the Andor series dropped, when we kind of read this. And it's not deceiving. It's just a little bit of a swerve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it reads different to me now than it did back then.
Yeah, I think when at some point they're like, well, you know, the Andor family has long been in salvage and B2 Emo has been with them. I pictured like it's like a business, not like they're the way that we see Marva and Clem Andor kind of just raiding a crashed ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how much can the droid possibly haul? Throw it on there. It was a little bit of a different vibe than welcome to Andor Salvage. We're a company and here's our, you know. So that just makes B2 Emo even more interesting to me as a character that he's just like, we're flying where to haul whatever we find. Okay, I'll find a way.
Love it.
And I stumbled a little bit in the way I was reading it because the words just kept coming on what kind of droid B is.
It's
a cutting edge ground mech salvage assist unit.
Man, that's like a title that Kira would use to get into a compound.
Right. You know, it is funny because I'm sure it's like an accurate description of the exact kind of droid that B2 Emo is. But right. It also sounds like, did a salesperson write this? It sounds like when, you know, you want to go buy a microwave and somebody's like, this isn't a microwave. You know, this is an advanced taco heat solution device friend. Like, come on.
I love that. Yep. It opens up your cans and warms them up.
Exactly. And there is more from Wikipedia. Wikipedia says the weary old droid used its many tools to tow scrap for members of the human family, including Cassian Andor, who eventually went on to join the Rebel Alliance. Just throw that detail in there. B2 Emo was squat and boxy, a red machine with black sensors that used treads to travel towards its destinations. Also accurate, but how would you feel if you were being described as squat and boxy? Would you be happy with that?
What are you talking about? That's how I am described. I've been called that my whole life, squat, boxy, and husky. That's me. That was me.
Squat, boxy, podcast assist unit.
Which is funny because I was a thin and gangly kid for a very long time that I grew into my my dad and grandfather's bodies, which is squat, boxy, and a little bit of a red machine.
Yeah, a little bit of a red machine using your treads to travel toward destinations. I love the used its many tools. We've only seen a little bit of actual hauling. What do you think its many tools are for scrap towing?
Almost like a tow cable, like he was on an airspeeder. Like Wedge is going to yell, "Great shot! That got him." That definitely some more can opener, electrical shock devices, measuring kind of a measuring device. If he's going to carry scrap through like a door, this cannot fit, cannot fit, like something like that. He has a little thing. We see that he delivers like some pain pills or something to Andor. I bet he can warm up a burrito.
Oh, yeah. I bet he's a heat solution friend as well. Yeah, just like a microwave. Yeah.
I am your heat solution.
Yeah. As I've mentioned about 1,000 times on Force Center, my wife and I are got all of our stuff here from Minneapolis, so we're moving lots of things in and out of storage. So you made me think about that because I wonder if I'm sure he can compute it and that with lasers, but I wonder if he has like an actual like protractor or some sort of measuring device. Mm-hmm. Like, what angle do I need to use to get this space couch through this door for the Andors?
Yeah, for the Andors. Yes.
So lots of tone going on for B2 Emo. Also on the Wikipedia page, this is actually a quote from the Twitter page of designer artist for Star Wars, Jake Lunt Davies, who says, "The final design was a result of working very closely with animatronic designer Josh Lee throughout. So there was never any unforeseen surprises. The final design is a complete product of my aesthetic and Josh's technical inputs." Interesting insight into the process, but do you see that? Do you feel that when you experience B2 Emo?
I mean, I'm not quite sure even what that means. I'm not that smart. I think it works for me that it's so practical, it's so real, and it flows well. And B2 seems like he's actually there, right? You know, it harkens back to the early days of R2 and 3PO, and that kind of, I like that.
Yeah, I really like that because it feels to me like B2 Emo is like, well, you can draw that, but can you make it, right? Like,
yeah.
In the drawings, you know, I'm sure that they have kind of a B2 Emo with his squat and boxy red machine body all stacked all even at, you know, angles and straight lines. But then B2 Emo is so emotive by all of his body parts moving, so that one big eye sometimes looks like it's shocked, sometimes looks like it's angry, right? I wonder if it was a matter of like, I can draw this box emoting, but can you build the animatronics so it does all of these things?
Yeah, and it's key because the way he kind of extends and, you know, kind of goes low, goes high, it really helps convey a lot of emotion. So, yeah, I think that's right. That makes a lot of sense for a squat little red box.
Yep, a lot of body language in that squat, boxy body. Let's get into that. How would you physically describe B2 Emo? If no one had ever seen this droid and you were trying to convey exactly what he looks like, what would you go for?
I have to acknowledge this is not for me. There's been a few people, even some in our Star Wars Force Center Discord. I can't separate myself from it. I saw it a few places and it's so right. It is a fire hydrant on wheels. Fire hydrant on track. And then to have the opening scene with him, which is very a poignant scene, go to our Andor report breakdown. There's a lot to that, but he is also getting, you know, peed on. It's like, all right, we're leaning into it. And I love that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is a very good description. Fire hydrant on treads is great. I was thinking of him as a little stack of emotion on treads.
It's my glass box of emotion on treads.
He's hauling treads. All that emotion. He is built for hauling scrap and body language, right? It just he just feels like he if he had like a bunch of limbs, they would just be constantly in motion. He'd be rubbing his brow. He'd be, you know, pushing on his aching back. Like he's so emotive for just a stack of red boxy things.
Red boxy things. Yeah. With one yellow wheel now, at least. Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think, surprised by that. Surprised what he brought to the table emotion wise.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get that then. The actual magic of B2 Emo. What does he add to the Legend of Star Wars specials? Star Wars, why is he special? Why is he breaking hearts already?
Droids are such a part of Star Wars, right? Even the word, the droid, that's a Star Wars word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think generally they really succeed. They being like Star Wars creators over the years, right? They generally, you look at it, they all end up kind of working. Very few misfires to me. I'm talking of the K2SOs, L3s, the choppers. And even like I had a little bit of resistance to chopper. I think you kind of shared some of that too. Now I love Chopper because he's a foul-mouthed, grumpy malcontent at times. Now I get him. And it's worked. And this is by now with so many shows and so many droids, Kenobi, you're coming out. You have Lola, you don't have maybe as ton as droids as you'd think, but that's probably because of Kenobi's problem, right? So this one comes along and I was not in the photos leading up to the show. I didn't like the design was like, yeah, okay. It's squat and boxy fire. Engine, got it. Toes. I don't know. Is it going to chirp and beep? And to have it have a voice, voiced by Dave Chapman, and all the emotions you and I keep talking about, it is right up there with all the other classic droids. And right away, he is a show stealer, which is hard to do on this well-acted, well-written, well-directed series, top to bottom. He's really on rewatches. It just, he made me cry. He made me laugh. He made me feel. And he adds so much to the Star Wars galaxy already.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I think that droids have ever since, R2 and 3PO, right? They've mm-hmm. been different ways to sort of convey emotion in this kind of stylized, minimal way. How can something that is not explicitly human still evoke the humanity that exists in all things, right? And the mm-hmm. more you do that, you're looking for different personalities. Dio, I thought, was a kind of a BB-8 was like this excitable puppy friend.
Yes.
Right. Dio was this little guy who means well and has just been through trauma. Right. And so you see the picture of B2 Emo and you kind of feel like, well, there's a legacy here. The show might be a little bit darker. So we need a little bit of that humanity and that fun and the whimsy of a droid. I know for a lot of people, he reminded them a little bit of the robot from Black Hole, which was not a part of the design. But there's red. And the reason I even bring it up is because what's shared there is the Black Hole droid, Vincent, has two big eyes contained, right? And tilts too. So it to me, that's what's the red thing. There's some red there as well. But that's mm-hmm. that's the to me, some of the magic of B2 Emo of he seems like in his personality, he has so much to convey. And in some ways, all he's got to work with is that eye.
Yeah.
Right. And then the rest of his body compacts, contorts, spins to convey all of these emotions. And it's just sort of like we made this sort of the glass. I'm trapped in a glass case of emotion meme joke. But it really it's almost like if you were told like, stand incredibly still. You've got a mask on, so only one eye is visible. Now communicate everything you're feeling. Oh, and you feel a lot, you know?
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah, no, well said. The Black Hole, that movie scared me as a kid. I still have weird memories of it, but that droid tracks there. Yeah, no, and it works. And it's so simple, and there's just something about it in the simplicity of it. Helps with everything, the magic of it there. I'm blown away. Like I almost even lack the words. I just did not even expect that. The name was great. B2Emo, awesome. I saw people tweeting about it, but I was so not moved by it prior to the show.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, it's my favorite.
Yeah. I think I was moved by the design and then the amount of movement in the design knocked me out of the park. And the challenge now in Star Wars to find believable, interesting personalities and relationships with the droids. So they've kind of fill that R2 mold, but bring something different. And to me, I think that was the magic of B2 Emo. He seems just earnest, right? He seems like the kind of friend that if you ask them to help you move, he's going to be there. He's going to be there 15 minutes early. He is going to not complain when you have a couch that has a fold-out bed. He's just going to find a way to do it because he's your friend, damn it. That earnestness seems there in the flashback where we see him younger. It's certainly there when he's just trying so hard to help all of the Andors make sure they're okay. Make sure they have what they need. And then the fact that B2 Emo is so broken down. He's trying so hard to do his job, but it's a struggle. I just kind of can't imagine anything much more relatable than that right now of like, you want to do a good job. You're trying hard and there are a lot of obstacles. Your body's betraying you. You're in a hard situation. You have to remember a bunch of lies. You're trying hard, but it's a struggle. That's incredible, right?
Yeah, that's part of the new territory with them, right? I'm just trying to go back. Not a lot of the other droids have that particular energy. They all kind of bring their own to the table, the big droids that are at their lead. But that's something pretty unique to him, what you're describing. Just trying to get through the day. Trying to do it.
R2's always there, but he's, you know, kind of scrappy. He's going to he's gonna go ahead of you and do his own thing. He gets damaged and it's sad. He makes his sad noise and it's sad. But there's something different than B2 Emo is just like, I have a to-do list of 18 things and I have to stop after the second to recharge. But I'll try to finish them all.
Yeah, it's the energy difference between, you know, R2 on the sail barge. What are you doing? Serving drinks, a-hole. What do you think? What does it look like? Where B2 would have been like, I will do what you need as well. I must finish my job delivering drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love him so much already. And we've only seen him for 3 episodes. We're going to take a quick break here on Data Bank Dive, and then we'll get into some even more fun, bizarre questions about our new pal and yours, B2 Emo. Back in a moment.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Stem.
And we are back to continue talking B2 Emo. Ken, you mentioned the name. Let's get into it. Do you think B2 Emo is or will become literally 2 Emo? I mean, what is the choice to name him that, right? Emo is not some new slang, right? No. People involved had to know, like, oh, yeah, people might read that a certain way. So where do you go with his emo-ness?
It's such perfection right now. You know, he's listens to a lot of My Chemical Romance. He's on board. But also, I mean, even as you're asking me this question, Joseph, I'm laughing. The truth was in the advertising here. B2 Emo. He's emo. He's emotional. Like, you know, it's not lost to me watching the show, but even just breaking this down, talking about it. What a perfect name. Clear. The intentions are clear. I don't think he will. I think we got some heartbreak. You know, we don't see B2 in Rogue One, you know,
yep.
But also makes a lot of sense that Cassian would go on and form a pretty just solid straight up friendship with K2SO. It doesn't seem too much like droid and owner like we've seen in other spots. I don't think I'll ever become too emo. I think we will become too emo watching him.
Yeah. And I believe Cassian does call K2SO just K, the same way he calls B2 emo just B.
Yeah.
So Cassian's almost, I could clip together his words to almost have him say KB Toys, which was a great toy store in the Midwest. Maybe elsewhere.
It was.
So good. It was elsewhere. Yeah, no, the B2 emo is just like, it's it's not, you know, quite as like literal as like, say, Savage Opress or that kind of thing that Lucas has done sometimes. But it is, it really does invite you to ask, is like, is he too sad?
But it's funny. It's now watching the first three episodes at the time of this recording. It is Savage Opress in a great way, and I've come to like Savage. Still wouldn't call it my favorite Star Wars name, but this is perfection. B2 emo, because they just snuck it in there right in front of us.
Just right in front of us.
It's almost like Cassian describing sneaking into the Empire. You just walk right in. We walked right in with this name. You all didn't think it was real.
Yeah. So, yeah, he does seem like, you know, life is hard. So he's going to get a little bummed out. Right. And I really like to think that when he sits alone in his little charger, that he's sad to miss his friends. Right. Like he's not quite the emo who's like, I need to be alone in my dark caves. Like when I recharge in my little station, can I make sure it's right next to you, Marva?
Can I push it here? Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the idea of him literally being into emo bands and like he wants to go see The Cure, but he can't stand up for the whole concert.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll move on from his emo-ness to his function, his hauling ability. What kind of stuff do you want to see B2 emo haul?
Food, groceries. That's what I, you know, I'm blessed to, you know, be able to park in my driveway. But there was an apartment I had for years. I wouldn't go grocery shopping. And this was years before you could get it delivered. So I'd have to like do that nine bags a hand walking back to my apartment. That's when I needed the most help in my life. So I'd want to use B2 Emo to haul food.
Yeah.
To start. And then stuff around the garage.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see in the show, I want to see B2 Emo start to haul around an extra battery for easy lying, since we learn that it takes energy out of him to make a lie, as Cassian says.
That's good.
So, like, I would love the show to evolve to the point where B2 Emo figures out, like, oh, if I'm going to be part of a rebellion, I will have to contain up to 16 lies at a time. I need to carry a backup charger at all times.
Yeah. And that's it. If Cassian's going to have any more major interactions with him and he's got the rebellion stuff going on, having B2 Emo have to carry some important valuable information. I'm not saying stolen data plans. That's coming later. But you know what I mean? Like, that'd be kind of fun too. Like having him feel too that he's part of the fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so we see him literally physically hauling behind him those fuel cells that they steal in the flashback or take in the flashback, and it's established that they're really heavy. But B2's like, I got it. So I would like to see in our sort of modern storytelling, if the Imperials do indeed come to the planet, as it seems like that from the trailers, that maybe Bix takes out, 3 or 4 stormtroopers and then throws a tarp over him, and B2's got to haul unconscious stormtroopers through the city. Like, he hits a bump and an armored limb flips out, you know?
He lets those hounds pee on the troopers. Yes.
And then Hasbro loves putting out just different molds of troopers, we will get a stormtrooper with a urine hand.
Yeah. 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 That's great. That's the answer. That's the answer right there.
Unconscious
stormtroopers.
Yeah. So what kind of adventures do you imagine for B2 Emo's young, cocky days? Because we got to see him in better shape. Everything working better, not as chipped, all that stuff. Do you imagine he had young, cocky days, and what kind of adventures did he have then?
Young, cocky days, maybe, but he was cocky about what he was supposed to do. But I think Marva and Clem, right? I think mm-hmm. they probably took him on some adventures, and he found himself out of his element. And the self-discovery and self-emergence of B2 Emo on those adventures, whether it be shocking some kind of adversary, maybe a rival scavenger, if you will, or something like that. I like this idea that B2 Emo is what he is, right? He's a ground mech droid. It has this purpose of hauling things around, but man, over the years he's been pushed out of his element and succeeded, and that maybe made him in his younger days a little more cocky or got the sense of greater purpose. But yeah, I'd like to see that.
I love that, because Marva does have a whole energy of like, yeah, we'll find a way, and mm-hmm. B2's a part of that, and B2's clearly doing lots of different things for them. Yeah, bringing Cassian his his aspirin on the old crashed out ship, you know, all that stuff, and passing messages back and forth and that. So I bet Marva did push him out of his comfort zone to do some different things. I wonder if when young Cassian, Kasa, at the time, mm-hmm. first joined the Andor family, if B2 Emo was just as earnest and was like, I see you're sad. There is a hill. I will take you sledding.
So, I love that you brought that up. Maybe appropriate for the bigger, more serious things around the show. But I had that kind of daydream of like, all right, so Kasa wakes up and Marv is flying. Clem's doing something. The B2 Emo is going to be the first to talk to him.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like that. Do you like your new home? No. Where's my sister? She probably didn't make it. Oh, but here's some calf. Like, but all out of sincerity from the B2 Emo. Yeah. And then he would become the first true connection there.
Can I haul your stick for you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing I like the idea is if they are, you know, encountering other scavengers and they have that kind of thing where maybe Marvin and Clem go out for drinks and the ground mech salvage assist units are left alone. Do they end up like making bets? Does he end up in like weird bets of like, yeah, I can haul that section of the bar up that hill in this amount of minutes?
Oh, yeah, because, look, you know, we're seeing Kasa is, the poor kid's out of his element. He's just gone through a traumatic experience here. But he's going to settle in, and as he tries to process his life, I think Cassian, as he emerges, becomes a little bit, not the punk kid down the street, but he is the type that's, like, breaking Marva's home rules a little bit and making B2 follow him on that, whether B2 wants to or not.
Oh, yeah.
So this is great. Pranking people, pull that speeder away from old man McWillister as he goes into the convenience store. Pull his speeder down the street.
Oh yeah, move his car so he doesn't know where it is.
Yeah,
move his speeder. I absolutely love it. Park it right at the edge of the hill, so when he gets in, it's gonna fall. Oh, I love that. Yeah, and there is that. One of the things I love about him is he so clearly seems to know Cassian and love him and like not want Cassian to leave. I love the sense of like, yeah, Cassian's been getting in trouble for a while, so this is not the first time that I've brought you band-aids and pain pills.
yes, he knows it.
And lied. Go ahead.
No, there's a connection to like a good animal, right? No matter the day you've had, what you've done, what you've messed up on. You got your little dog there to come up along next to you and give you some emotional support, or a cat, whatever kind of animal you choose. And there's some energy there, except for this one's really, truly talking to you.
Oh man, I haven't thought about that in a while. Like, I grew up with pets. My wife is allergic to animal fur, so we can't really have pet friends. But man, I remember some bad days coming home from high school and my Chihuahua Nico sensing it and being like, "Yeah, you need to cuddle while we watch Batman the animated series, don't you?" And like, yes, thank you, Nico.
yes.
Speaking of personal stories, we always like to make it personal. We like to imagine that we get to interact with the characters and ideas and technology of Star Wars. So if B2 Emo is real, if he was in your life, would you ask him to haul you at any time?
Oh, 100%. I know I said earlier I wanted to haul my groceries, but really the answer is me. Absolutely. In that little tarp that you're talking about for the troopers, I bet you could create like a little portable hammock. And because I do love going for walks and hikes and everything, but like right now, again, I've got kind of this back thing that's going on. It's limited me a little bit. So, you know, it'd be like him pulling me in a little wagon around town. I love that.
Man, I would absolutely love that. Yeah, especially, you know, a little bit younger, healthier B2 Emo. If you're like, you know what, I would like to go to it for a big hike. And then when I'm done, I just want to be done. And you'll haul me home, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I think right now interacting with the aged B2 Emo, I almost feel like I would ask if I could haul him. He really seems like he needs
needs
some emotional payback. He needs some people to be there for him.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, you know, I got the, you know, the two Chihuahuas. I got Francis all four and full of energy, and then 16-year-old Baxter, and I, you know, who's half blind, mostly blind right now. And so I have to carry him everywhere. And I do feel like I'm Cassian pulling that little metal piece out.
Oh yeah,
and just kind of like, hey, let me get you now.
I also love it when Cassian's making that desperate call because he forgot to tell B2 Emo to apologize to Marva, and he starts with, "Are you recharging?"
Yeah,
and he's like, and he gets B2 Emo's like, "I'm gonna hit a little of that sweet recharging time." Calling somebody like, "Are you napping?" Because he said that you do that thing. Yeah. My other making it personal question here, Ken, is would the real world be better if humans, like B2 Emo, could only remember a few lies at a time?
I think so. Look, I think sometimes there's where the truth can hurt and you got to figure out a way. I think there's some lines that B2 Emo has that he just, you know, that whole line about Marva said, you're out with people of low character. Like, yeah, you know, he's delivering some hard truths maybe. So I think as long as he can tell the difference, it's fine. As long as we can tell the difference, I think we'd be much better. Yeah. And at least if we can acknowledge that the lies drain us, that'd be a good start.
Yes. Yeah, it's such a great point. And just thinking about it, if you're like, okay, I can lie to myself about this one thing, or I can keep this, you know, secret that, you know, my friend really doesn't want anybody else to know, so I don't just blurt it out. Because that's what it seems like. He seems like he blurts things out. So some of it's lying, some of it is do not say that out loud, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It would make you so aware of how many things you're keeping secret. So I think that would be pretty fascinating. It's like, I've got three line and or secret slots. And after that, it's just all coming out, baby.
You are Jim Carrey in a 90s comedy. Yep.
Exactly. Excuse me. I got choked up for a moment. We're going to head into wrapping up here with our rating. We always like to rate the wild and weird factor of the characters. So what is the wild and weird factor of B2 Emo? Our rating is based on one of the original Star Wars weirdos, and that is Lobot. So out of 10 Lobot heads, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how many Lobot heads do you give B2 Emo?
This is a challenge here because he is a kind of a droid, you know, that we maybe have seen before in a way, you know, ground mech, almost like a service droid, like a gonk droid or something. His design is so simple and straightforward. It doesn't look weird. But then what gets weird is just the way he communicates and quite frankly, the way he loves. It's a little wonderful and weird, so I'm going to push him to like a 7.5.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go. You're so smart to use the points. I'm going to go 8.5 out of 10 because as a character, he's very relatable, right? Tired, trying hard, earnest, having to work hard to remember what he can say and can't say in front of who, just loves his people and trying to do a good job but needs to recharge a lot. That's not weird. That's incredibly relatable. But in the great tradition of Star Wars and Star Wars droids, He's an eye and a body and some treads. And that's that's weird. That's weird. That's 8.5 out of 10 Lobot heads for me.
Well done.
Excellent. Well done. Excellent. Well, that is our fast, fun look at B2 Emo with only 3 episodes. Who knows what wonders we're going to discover? We might have to come back and do a second data bank dive about B2 Emo. But for now, Ken, do you want to let people know where they can find you and all your stuff?
That's right. You can find me at Catnapsock or go to my website, catnapsock.com. Great information on upcoming shows, including New York City, October 6th and 7th, the New York Comedy Club.
You said it like the old salsa commercial, didn't you?
Yep. That's for a very distinct part of our audience, right?
Yep. A very specific time frame there. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok is at Joseph Scrimshaw. And check out my website, josephscrimshaw.com, for lots of other comedy adventures. You can find links to everything Force Center on our Twitter at Force Center Pod, and just Google away and you'll find plenty of stuff. So much stuff that B2 Emo will probably struggle to haul it. For now, that is it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Databank Dive.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.